Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chiawachom. Our text for reflection is Mark 8, 1 to 9. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 8, verses 1 to 9. About this time another large crowd had gathered and the people ran out of food again. Jesus called his disciples and told them, I feel sorry for these people. They have been here with me for 3 days and they have nothing left to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will faint along the way, for some of them have come a long distance. His disciples replied, How are we supposed to find enough food to feed them out here in the wilderness? Jesus asked, How much bread do you have? 7 loaves, they replied. So Jesus told all the people to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves, thanked God for them, and broke them into pieces. He gave them to his disciples, who distributed the bread to the crowd. A few small fish were found too, so Jesus also blessed these and told the disciples to distribute them. They ate as much as they wanted. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 large baskets of leftover food. There were about 4,000 men in the crowd that day, and Jesus sent them home after they had eaten. Our theme for reflection is empathy and abundance in action. Empathy and abundance in action. Imagine standing in a crowd, your stomach rumbling, miles from the nearest shop. And someone mutters, I feel sorry for these folks because I know that they need food. That is precisely where we find Jesus and a vast crowd in Mark 8, 1 to 9. They have come from far and wide, hanging on his every word, forgetting even to eat. Here Jesus does not just feel a fleeting pity, he embodies deep empathy, refusing to let anyone head home with an empty stomach, fearing they might keel over on the way or faint. This story is not just a miraculous picnic. It is a masterclass in empathy and action. I am sure that all of us at some points have stumbled upon needs, either our own or others. Jesus' reaction prompts us to think, urging us not to overlook or bypass those struggling around us. It is about noticing and then doing something. How on earth are we to feed them here in the middle of nowhere? The disciples ponder. Jesus' response, he amplifies what little they have, turning a modest snack into a feast with leftovers to boot. My dear friends, this story is not merely about food. It is a broader call during Lent and beyond. It invites us to trust in God's abundance and to actively participate in sharing, whether it is our resources, time, or a comforting word. Cutting back on the unnecessary, rallying for a cause, or simply offering a prayer, we are all capable of contributing to a wave of positive change. With Jesus' example, we see that what seems impossible to us is within God's reach. This Lent, let us lean not only on our understanding, but open our hearts to the spiritual sustenance and guidance from above, remembering that empathy in action can indeed transform scarcity into abundance. There are 2 questions for reflection. 1. When have you last felt a deep empathy towards someone's situation, and how did you respond? Could you have done more? 2. In what ways can you contribute to spreading abundance in your community, particularly to those who might feel overlooked or in need? Lord of compassion and provider of abundance. In the bustling paths of our lives, help us to pause and notice the needs around us. Inspire us to act with the same empathy and generosity Jesus showed by the Sea of Galilee. Grant us the courage to share, not just from our surplus, but from our substance, trusting in your never-ending provision. As we journey through Lent, refocus our hearts on the true essence of giving and remind us that in your kingdom, there is enough for all. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.